Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Well, good morning, sunshine. Welcome to another day of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. So I've been rereading Adult Children of Emotionally Immature Parents, How to Heal from Distant, Rejecting, or Self-Involved Parents, written by Lindsay C. Gibson. When I first heard about this book on TikTok, I immediately ran to my library app and downloaded it as an audiobook. It took a while because it was on hold, but by the time I listened to it, I had already ordered it to be picked up at the library, and I finally got it. I genuinely feel like it's been 6 months since then. But because it came at such a random, unexpected time, I was still knee-deep in my fiction books, and I really just wasn't feeling the vibe. So last night, I was feeling guilty about having it and not reading it when it's probably on hold for other people who are waiting. And I was like, I'll just return it with the batch that I'm going to return tomorrow. But it's pretty short, so I'll just glaze through it real quick and see if there's anything that comes up that feels valuable enough to share in the podcast, because that's the reason I checked it out in the first place. I was listening to the audiobook, and I was like, so much of this would be valuable to share with y'all. Long story longer, I ended up staying up all night and I read the whole book, and now I have some things to share. Before I begin though, I want to talk about how I interpreted this book as a person reading it in adulthood who is still not comfortable calling out my parents for some of the emotional immaturity that they have displayed over the years. But this book does do a good job at cushioning that blow. It expects that pushback from us. And as a result, the first time I read it, it was really easy to identify emotional immaturity in my exes or in people I've dated. And it takes me a second to get into the frame of mind that this is supposed to be addressing how our parents treat us. And of course, like with all generalized psychology or therapy, there is situational nuance that can't be accounted for when you're reading it from a generalized book. So I felt it really important just to bring up my hesitations on my own experience when reading this, in case you're feeling some of the same, but still can benefit from the information within it. Because even if you had the most amazing and mature and perfect caregivers, I'm pretty sure everyone has experienced some type of interaction with someone who could use a little more of these tactics, like the boundary setting and the communication, etc., etc. The point is, I will be pulling willy-nilly from this book as it pertained to my situation and what I deemed important. And there are so many reasons why I do this. One, so I don't get arrested for plagiarizing. Two, to keep it entertaining. In case you have read these books or will never read these books, it won't matter because you'll be getting my interpretation of what I read. Just trying to keep shit spicy and fun. Also, real talk, I have my feelings hurt because one person tuned into one episode where I read an article and was like, if I wanted to hear people read articles, and I was like, damn it. I will never do that again. So just know, if you're the type of person that's been waiting for me to just read articles with no commentary, you can blame that one commenter. Just kidding. That was a sign of emotional immaturity. Your first quiz. All right, enough rambling about the intro. Let's get into the intro. This book begins by reminding us that we are accustomed to think that all grown-ups are more mature than children. But naturally, that's not always the case. Some people just aren't emotionally mature as adults, and some children are incredibly sensitive to emotional responsiveness, which makes their caregivers pull back even further, which means they are more emotionally neglected. Because regardless of our age, we all have emotional needs that need to be met. And if, when we were young, we weren't modeled emotional responsiveness in a mature way, it's nearly impossible to not take that with you everywhere you go into adulthood. Whether your parents were the type to pull back from emotional closeness, or the type to never apologize, or they were just focused on survival, we have to recognize that that does have an effect on how we view ourselves and our relationships. Because for me personally, my parents were very verbal with their love for me and their support for me. But because of the way that I need emotional closeness and the way that my mom didn't give emotional closeness, I still felt emotionally very lonely, despite knowing I'm well cared for and loved. And in many ways, that has confused and muddled my interpretation of my relationship with my parents, because the quote-unquote abuse or trauma that I experienced in childhood wasn't obvious or intentional. And when things aren't obvious or intentional, it can be hard to place blame, which often means we can continually blame ourselves and perpetuate these cycles of feeling emotionally lonely in our future relationships because we were unable to see them clearly. I've spent many years doubting my own lovability and worthiness of love, simply because of the way people reacted to my calls for love when I was young. But because they did love me in their own ways, and I was able to see that, it's been very hard for me to say my mom didn't love me or abused me, because she didn't do it on purpose. But that does not change the impact of the trauma. And understanding your own trauma and where it stems from is such a critical piece in growing from it and being able to not fall into the same fucking patterns that you feel bad about. But it takes a more objective look at your reality, and unfortunately, that's really fucking hard to do because we are living a subjective experience, and since we're thinking about our subjective experience objectively, it's obviously very hard to detach emotions because the emotions involved are such an important tell of the situation, if that makes sense. Point is, when we're young, it's nearly impossible to know that our parents don't have it all together and aren't perfect. So if things go wrong, it's natural to want to blame ourselves. And because our guardians or caregivers were trying their best, they don't want to take blame for it, obviously. That will feel really bad if you're fucking up at the one job you have, which is raising your kid right. So it's natural for them to deny the impact that they're having on you, which will only perpetuate your own thinking of, I'm the problem. And because our most natural brain tells us there is safety in familiarity, even if that familiarity isn't safe, it would make sense that these cycles would continue to prove that we are unlovable, unworthy, or incapable of emotional connection, despite that just not being true. And I've already decided I'm going to make this a series because there's so much I can dive into and I want to keep it kind of organized. But in the introduction, I want to talk about the fact that there are thousands of ways emotional immaturity can show up in a parent, whether that means them being too clingy and too codependent and expecting too much of you, so that now in your adult relationships, you don't have the capacity, time, or energy to commit to a new relationship because you're too busy worried about your parents, or the opposite, where they neglected to make you feel important at all, so you might tend to seek validation from less healthy means, or everything in between. My mom was a little bit in the middle. She's either full hog in or full hog out. But because connection is such a vital part to our humanity, as it improves our chances of survival, decreases our amount of stress, and is important to our mental health, if you're like me, you'll jump through hoops to try to explain or justify how things have affected you. And that's all well and good if it helps you sleep at night, but the important part is to not ignore that it has inherently affected you. Because getting to the base of your feelings and needs and wants and expectations are far more important than placing blame, though understanding the sources of that trauma can be really valuable in figuring it out. But I'll be back tomorrow to continue this series, and in the meantime, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. I love you so stinking much, and I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed. Bye, cutie.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.